Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome back to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be interviewing Luke Yokota. Last year when I started off as a grad nurse in ICU, Luke was one of the first nurses that I met. He's an incredible ICU nurse, and he's also a fantastic person. He's exceptionally passionate about the career of nursing. Luke has been doing some awesome work lately as well. He's implemented a new initiative into the Australian College of Nursing called Men in Nursing. And he's also just been nominated for Queensland Young Australian of the Year. I'm very, very much excited to learn a bit more about Luke today, his progression into nursing, and to talk a bit more about these achievements as well. So here we go, my interview today with Luke Yokota. G'day, Luke, and thanks so much for being on the New Grad Radio Podcast today.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
No, I'm really excited to learn more about yourself, Luke, and to understand how you found your way into nursing. And of course, we're going to talk about that cool stuff, such as your initiative with the Australian College of Nursing for Men in Nursing, as well as your fantastic nomination for Queensland Young Australian of the Year. So good on you, mate. That's incredible work. So, Luke, with everyone on the show, I'd like to start off by getting a little bit more of an understanding of how you found your way into nursing. So how about we start off with that?
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the nursing profession coming up to 3 years now. Hasn't been that long at all, but I've enjoyed the experience 10 times, if not 1,000 times more than what I pictured I would. And it came about when I was younger. I actually thought I was going to be a civil engineer or an architect, but that didn't quite go down the path as I envisioned. So at the time of roughly year 12, I was still deciding what my career path would be. And then I thought, oh, nursing. They do so much for the community. They help so many people. Let's see what this entails. So I started to investigate, started to look, started to see what it was all about. And most of the time I got great support. And this actually leads into why I actually started to do the Men in Nursing campaign. This was because when I was actually trying to really show everyone in my family that I wanted to be a nurse, I actually got some pushback from some of my family members. And that was a bit disheartening.
That's not nice at all, mate. Like I still find now, like even starting off, like I don't know if you know this about me, Luke, but the only reason I got into nursing to very start with was because of paramedicine. And when I started thinking about nursing to start with, I sort of got that bit of a pushback as well. But I think the support structures that were around me were all ex. So they're all intensive care paramedics, but they're all ex-nurses to start with. So without even thinking of nursing to start with, the people that I saw as role models had been nurses. So I thought that was incredible. But as soon as I started getting into the single nursing degree when I first started off, I did. Like I was one of the only nurses in the class. And some of the other mates that I sort of talk about, it was like, why are you doing nursing? That doesn't make any sense. And they kept pushing like, oh, but you're going to be a fantastic paramedic. They just couldn't perceive that nursing was a valid choice for men. So no, I fully get that. And how did you overcome that one, Luke?
That's great. So do you mind if I make a comment quickly about your story? What I love about it was how that wasn't originally the career for you and some of the pushback you're talking about, but what got you over the line, which was the big support, was your role models. Mm. Is that what you were saying before?
Yeah, 100%. No, it was those people that I super looked up to, the intensive care paramedics who used to be on the ex-helicopter paramedics. We're talking some high flyers, no pun intended, but They all started, the ones that I knew that used to volunteer with, they were all nurses, and they all started off as either ICU or ED nurses, and they worked their way through. And they all credit that nursing experience as something that really pushed their careers forward. So for me, like straight away, like I didn't think of nursing anything other than different apart from thinking of those guys, and they were men and women who both have sort of done that sort of role. So I thought that was good work. So. But it wasn't until I started getting into nursing and started being in the classroom and sitting down and looking around and not seeing any other men, I thought that was a bit eye-opening. Because I guess I never even thought of it. Here I was sitting in paramedic classes when I went to the double degree, and here I am having a good cohort of men and women, but it's always sitting down at uni, being one of the only men in the room was, yeah, I think something that's it's changing, but I still don't, it's still some more way to go, isn't there?
Oh, for sure. And that's exactly what we want to go for with this Men in Nursing campaign with the Australian College of Nursing, because it's a national-wide campaign, and the big focus, obviously, is to make it normal, is to make it every day, and to really highlight role models. Because even though there's still roughly about 10% of the nursing workforce are men, and that hasn't really changed in 8 years, what we're finding is that the men that have been in there, they've had long, fruitful careers, like 40-plus years. They've been in so many diverse positions and opportunities to work, which they've absolutely loved. And from there, that's how I think we can break those stereotypes, because stereotypes come from perceptions, well, mostly media, and also in this case, ideas of male masculinity in Australia. And in this case, I think the biggest antidote is just showing, hey, there's men already doing it. They love it. They're making such a huge difference to the community. They love what they do. And hey, if nursing's something you consider, you know, don't let those stereotypes be a barrier to even pursue to pursue the career.
No, 100%. That's good. So how did you get into that sort of, so straight away, like, you've had that pushback from your family. So what made you really want to keep pushing towards getting into nursing?
Sure. Yeah. So my story is despite that, I still did have supportive family and friends. I said, look, go for it. So I did. My undergraduate years were very positive. Can't complain at all. And during that time, I just fell more in love with the profession. I was like, wow, I love what I'm learning about. I love the anatomy, physiology. I love the placements. I love being with people. I love helping people. And then from there, 3 years later, that went quite quickly. And I found myself actually in the intensive care unit as a new grad. And then from there, I just kept going forward and forward and forward. So I never actually planned to do this Men in Nursing campaign. It came very organically, actually. It came from a comment I made in at a conference back in 2018. So that was at the Australian College of Nursing Forum on the Gold Coast. And the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, he was there giving a talk about nursing, what's the nursing strategic plan, what will nursing look like in 5, 10, 20 years, how do we plan for that, and offering all these other solutions and ideas to how to progress the profession. But what was really interesting, during a small part of his talk, he just said very casually, and we would also like to see more men enter the profession. I was like, wow, okay. I've never really heard a politician say that before. Mm. And that stuck with me. I was like, okay, well, maybe I can get some time and I'll quickly chat with him at the end. But fortunately, there was questions and comments allocated at the end of his speech. And it was just like my hand just involuntarily went up. I was like, whoa, what am I body doing? And my heart started the race, and I didn't really know what I was going to say, but I knew I wanted to comment on it because it was a personal story, and I know that it affects men in the profession. So I said, okay, I'll put my hand up. Mm. And because I was quite fast, I was one of the first ones. Here's the microphone. And I started speaking. I just started speaking about my experience. I started speaking about, nursing's about being inclusive, about equal opportunity. And I made the point of saying, it doesn't matter whether we get 50-50 or 30-20 or 30-80 or this, whatever the breakdown in a percentage is that we need to work on if there are any sort of barriers and stigmas that says a man cannot do nursing because it's been predominantly seen as a female profession, then we're not doing our jobs correctly, and we're not doing well enough to actually portray the profession. And I said, if there's any young man or young boy who wants to do nursing and he says, and he feels he can't, then we failed as a community. That was really well received within the forum. The minister responded well to it as well. And then afterwards, Kylie Waugh, which is the CEO of the Australian College of Nursing, said, Luke, would you like to be the inaugural chair of the Men in Nursing, the working part? I was like, few moments that, and I waited a few moments just to think about it in my own mind. I said, yes, sure, I'll do that. So that's where the men in nursing working.
Oh, goodness. Well, that came on pretty suddenly, didn't it?
Yeah.
But from looking at it, you could not have chosen a more passionate young nurse than what you are, Luke. You are absolutely incredible. I was just saying in the introduction that you're one of the first nurses that I met last year, starting off as a grad nurse. And straight away, you could just tell how much that you loved your job and how much you love being a nurse and how you care for your patients as well. So, and sort of fast forwarding to where we are now from 2018 to where the initiative and the campaign is, I think you've done an incredible work. And part of that men in nursing campaign as well was an online book collating a whole bunch of mentors and a whole bunch of experienced male nurses. How did that one come about?
Very good. So the initiative comprises of a working party. The working party are members of the Australian College of Nursing and they're located throughout the country. So some are in Northern Territory, Canberra, Sydney, so on and so forth. What happened was, so we're meeting on a monthly, two-weekly basis to begin with, just to get things rolling. And we're thinking, okay, how do we progress this forward? Because immediately the working party said it's about perception. So how do we address that with the public? Because immediately with a lot of the stories of men and women, they both really enjoy men being in the profession. They think that adds value, adds diversity, and actually adds to the positive outcomes of patients. So as a working party, we're like, okay, you know, maybe it's a few things they do in the profession, but overall, men are generally accepted once they're in.
Mm.
But what are the things stopping them from getting into the profession? That's what we wanted to address. So because obviously being a small working party, still getting off their feet, we don't really have a big budget, so not even enough to print a book. So we decided, hey, how about we do an ebook? And this was going back to my first comment on it's all about role models. So we put a expression of interest out to the wider member pool of the Australian College of Nursing. And we said, hey, would you like to contribute, share your story? And we're going to collate it into an ebook. And it was great. We got so many people responding. So we got in the end about 28 different men who are nurses, all the way from undergraduate, still studying their degree, all the way to chief nursing officer. And from there, the stories are so raw, they're so real, and I feel very inspirational. Mm-hmm. So now that's available to download from the ACN website. If you just Google ACN Men in Nursing ebook and you can download it for free and share it as much as you like, would highly recommend it.
Oh, that's incredible that was so well received as well. It's I think it really just took someone to put their hand up and to feel passionate about it. I get so many messages on my podcast here, just on the Facebook page, being like, hey, look, I'm a young undergraduate nurse. I'm in my first year. And they sort of outline and they mention about this stigma about it as well. It's something that people know that it's there, but it's not until someone puts their hand up and really breaks it down, which is what you're doing as well, Luke. So it's I think you're doing a great job there. It's what sort of things are we finding that we can do to, I guess, make it a bit more friendly? I don't know the wording, to be able to get more males into nursing. What sort of stuff have you addressed so far?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the campaign is linked with the Nursing Now campaign. So I hope your listeners know about it. So the Nursing Now campaign is headed by the Australian College of Nursing in Australia, but it's an international campaign about promoting nursing and midwifery across the globe in 2020. So that was announced by the World Health Organization about next year will be the year of the nurse and midwife. And along with all the other promotional material and showing that nursing is so much more than the public perceives, the Men in Nursing campaign fits as a sub theme on the overall Nursing Now campaign. So with that, we've been, I guess, heavily promoting under that banner. And that's what we're primarily focusing on this year and next year. So one thing, I'll give a little prelude to your listeners, seeing as they're listening, they can get a little extra. In the very near future, we'll be releasing videos interviewing men. and their experience with nursing. And can I say they're fabulous, so fabulous. So definitely keep an eye out for those. But they will be there to, again, give that life on the screen and actually say, hey, it's actually more than words on a page. These guys live it. These guys can walk their talk or can just express and show that nursing is exactly what they love and hopefully inspire others who are considering or maybe just even, I mean, at the bare minimum, I would expect that we will be changing public perception on what it is to be a man in nursing.
So I think, yeah, as you've mentioned, once you're in, you start to realise that it only adds value as being a male within the nursing workforce. But I guess, yeah, when you are a young, even as a young undergraduate student, like you're in the classrooms, you're learning just with everyone else and you can see the value of what you're bringing and that it really doesn't make a monstrous difference whether you're male or female. It's just that the caring nature behind you to provide that care to your patients. But it's, hopefully the big campaign next year with the World Health Organization with the Nursing Now campaign, hopefully. I can't see why it wouldn't make a monstrous difference next year either. So what's coming? So you've just been nominated for the Queensland Young Australian of the Year. You must have been so excited about receiving that one. That must have come about pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was actually a big surprise. I was just actually in Hobart when I received the email. I was like, huh? Who nominated me? I was like, whoa, this is unexpected. And I was like, oh, it's like, really? I haven't done that much, but... Later, like when I tell that story to people, it's like, Luke, you're crazy. You know, you totally deserve it. I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. And so I was nominated for the Young Australian of the Year for Queensland for 2020. That was, yeah, for my work with the Men in Nursing campaign and my public speaking and obviously other published content I've recently put out in the past 2 years. And the way that progresses, well, I've actually already found out the results because the ceremony happened last Monday. Unfortunately, I didn't progress, but there were other very, very worthwhile stories being shared. The actual Young Australian of the Year for Queensland was Ash Barty. Mm. So I'm sure everyone knows Ash Barty, the world number one tennis.
Had an absolute stunning year of tennis, hadn't she?
Yeah, exactly. So with that, I was just more than happy to actually just be nominated. And that was such a privilege.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, from there, I hope I can use that publicity to further this Men in Nursing campaign. So I'm happy either way. It was a fantastic night with celebrating my friends and family. And, yeah, it was just really great.
That's what I love, Luke, that... All of these like interviews that you've had, you had a recent interview on the ABC, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
You've had an interview about your initiative with the Men in Nursing campaign. You've now been on absolute huge stage with the Queensland Australian Young Nurse, Australian Young Australian of the Year, all this sort of stuff, but you're absolutely so humble about it, and the whole purpose of you doing it is to keep pushing this campaign forward. It's not about you whatsoever. It's about spreading the message. And that's an exceptional work, Luke. But now that you've done all of this and you still keep actively pushing it forward because the hard work is really, really yet to come. It's all next year with this big initiative. What's coming up next for you, Luke?
So, yes. Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Ben. you're exactly right. It's just going to be, I feel it's going to be a bigger year. Next. So what we are waiting for is if this campaign can get bigger, we'll be looking at introducing research into the field because there's a lot of research overseas to do with the perceptions of men entering the profession, but generally there's not that much public or published work in the Australian context. So if we have the opportunity, the Working Party will definitely be a leader in this, in collaboration with the Australian College of Nursing. Next year, we also like to possibly do a few more talks or conferences or workshops to do with men in nursing. We would also like to look at more social media engagement, more publications, more engagement with media. And overall, we've been looking at talking with career guidance officers, and also possibly speaking in schools as well at those career expos and other bits and pieces like that. So that's what the year looks like next year. So I hope that answers your question.
No, for sure. So look, I have a bit of a hypothetical for you. Here you are next year, you're standing up in front of a whole bunch of year 11 and year 12s, a whole bunch of young men who are tossing up in terms of what they're wanting to do with their career. What would you say? What would you say to be able to exactly what you've been mentioning with getting more men into nursing and sort of highlighting nursing as a valid career path for them?
Oh, listen, the first thing I have to go and have in the back of my mind, when I even speak with that group of maybe 200, 300 young adults, you know, half maybe male, half maybe female, and you know what, maybe none of them would want to do nursing, because it's not about driving numbers or convincing people. I don't want to convince anyone, because the worst thing you can do is convince someone to do something else to what they really want to do. So, for example, if someone had their heart set on being a mechanic, or had their heart set on being an architect or engineer all the way through school, and then I came in and gave a really hard sell and made them feel guilty because people are getting sicker and we need more people helping them. It's like, no, no, that person wants to be an engineer. But what I will share is my enthusiasm, my passion, my love, and how much my days are so eventful. Like, there's not too many professions out there where you can come home to dinner with your wife or girlfriend or whoever and sit down and like give a really interesting story how your day was. I mean, I'm sure you can share that story, Ben. And with that, hopefully that will inspire people who actually said, oh yeah, actually nursing, I could do it. I could be a nurse. That actually sounds really, really great. And in those talks, like, I'll never ever try to separate men, from females to males. And hopefully at the same time, if I do get the opportunity to speak in schools or career guidance officers or career expos, that I'm speaking both to male and female, and hopefully inspire them both. And who knows, maybe, you know, some females and males will want to start doing nursing after that.
Incredible work, Luke. And how's your career going as a registered nurse so far? So your third year into, you're just finishing off your third year, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I often make jokes with Ariel because, Ariel is my wife. I keep forgetting that we're on a podcast. People don't know who she is. And I make the joke of, if I was just a nurse and going into my job and doing really well, making a difference to people's lives, I'll be very, very satisfied. But as I told in the stories before, a lot of these campaigns had just happened because of the sort of personality and values I had. So because I spoke up, all these other initiatives have grown around me. But really, if I can say, I'm just very, very content on staying within my specialty in ICU, bit by bit, slowly doing all the competencies to become more competent as a clinician, and just going every day and giving it my all, really. I mean, I'm sure there'll be different things for me in the future, but at this point in time, I don't know what they are. And hopefully just keeping an open mind and staying open to different possibilities that may present. Because who knows? Because as we know, nursing is such a diverse career. I could go into anything, really. So that's how I take my approach at the moment, Ben.
Great work, Luke. To finish off today, is there anything else you'd like to bring up?
If I could just say for people listening, if you've been any way interested by my talk about the campaign, please visit the Australian College of Nursing website. So that's www.acn.edu.au/men in nursing. And then from there, you can actually go and see the Men in Nursing ebook. And very, very shortly, we'll be updating that page to have more content that you can really get your teeth into. And hopefully, if you want to, you can share it in your workplace, share it with your friends and family, and hopefully get the message out there that it's okay for men to care.
Fantastic, Luke. Again, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I think it's just incredible to learn a bit more about you, Luke, and it's very clear that you're exceptionally passionate about your work and with men in nursing as well. So thank you, I can't wait to talk to you very shortly, Luke.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for your great work on the New Grad podcast as well, Ben.
Thank you so much, man.